Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for the day with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called generally steady today, with a few mixed tones possible. Terminals are called steady in a very light volume test. Tops from $44.50 to $46. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, July 13th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 13,493. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60.25 to $69.50. The weighted average was $68.54. A gain of 25 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.59 to $56.17, and the weighted average was $51.39. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,582. The base price range was $60 to $68.75. The weighted average was $67.40, a gain of 16 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.34 to $53.84, and the weighted average was $52.36.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolandagrienergy.com.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at things got pretty wet over the last few days. Is that good news for the corn?
Yes, it indeed is, especially in the eastern corn belt.
Mm-hmm.
And now if we get a little heat on top of that, plus the soybeans, those two crops ought to just take off.
I think that's indeed what's going to happen over the next few days. Let's take a look and see what we had over the last 24 hours. About 65% of the western corn belt got some rain on Thursday into the morning hours this morning. Rainfall ranged from a few hundredths of an inch to 0.6 inch in Minnesota and parts of that area. And then in dry conditions occurred in the parts of the eastern Dakotas, northern Iowa and Wisconsin. Rainfall in the remainder of Iowa, eastern Nebraska, northeastern Kansas and Missouri, and western Illinois ranged from about 0.2 inch to 0.75 1/100, and with a few places around 1 to 2 inch actually totals overnight in parts of western Illinois and into parts of Missouri as well. Showers also occurred near and south of the Ohio River, where rainfall reached over 1 inch in a few locations, while most areas reported less than 0.5 inch. And high temperatures Thursday were mostly in the 80s to lower 90s to middle 90s, with northern, northeastern areas the coolest. Let's see. Let's take a look here now at the forecast for today. We'll still promote a drier and warmer weather regime over the weekend and early next week. Highs in the western corn belt will range from the 90s to lower 100s. Most of the hottest conditions will be from South Dakota to Kansas, where highs over 100 and possibly over 105 will occur. Western Iowa and Minnesota will see upper 90s, could reach 100. The eastern corn belt will see high temperatures this week, in the early next week in the 90s, with oppressive humidity and very stressful conditions for livestock. Cooling is expected later next week, bringing temperatures into more seasonably warm range, with a second frontal system expected early in the week of July 23rd that will bring the coolest air into the Midwest and temperatures in the 80s to lower 90s, possibly for a few days. A few upper 70s might occur in the Great Lakes region. Warming will resume latter days of July. Rainfall will accompany three cool fronts that move across the Midwest over the next 10 days. The frontal boundaries will have a potential to become stationary for brief periods of time, and it may lead to some locally heavy rainfall in the 1 to 2 inch range again across Illinois all the way into parts of Iowa and Kansas and Nebraska as well. So we're not going to see a complete dry out in our forecast over the next 10 to 15 days. Things look rather seasonable as far as the precipitation amounts, though it will stay hotter in the western corn belt than in the eastern corn belt. In the eastern corn belt, we'll see those temperatures generally in the low to mid-90s and 70s at night, but humid conditions, great corn growing weather Rain this week has been substantial and a boon for the corn, of course, and soybean and sorghum development as well. As we get through this week, things look like they'll continue on that trend for the hot and humid conditions to help boost that corn development. And that's a look at your agricultural weather. I'm meteorologist Jay Searles.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 485 unchanged, last trade unchanged. September, 494 up a half, last trade up a half. December, 505 and a half, down three quarters, last trade up a half. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 396 up a half, last trade down one. December, 416 down a quarter, last trade down three and a quarter. March, 432 down one and a quarter, last trade down three. July corn opened at 248 and a half, up six, last trade down three and three quarters. September, 258 down two and a quarter, last trade down two and a half. December, 272 and a half, down three and a half, last trade down two and a half. March, 286 and three quarters, down a half, last trade down three and three quarters. May, 291 down four and a quarter, last trade down one and three quarters. The red line July, 302 down three quarters, last trade down two and three quarters. September oats opened at 196 down three, last trade down one. July beans opened at 597 and a half unchanged, last trade down four and three quarters. August, 597 up three quarters, last trade 597 and three quarters down a half, last trade down three and a half. September, 606 and a quarter down one and a half, last trade down four. Noves, 618 and a half down three and a half, last trade down three and a quarter. January, 629 and a half down three, last trade down three and a quarter. March, 638 down four and a half, last trade down four and a quarter. May, 643 and a quarter down four and three quarters, last trade down four and three quarters. July soybean meal opened at 170.80 down 20, last trade down 20. August, 172 down 10, last trade down 130. August soybean oil opened at 27.21 unchanged, last trade up 1. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve. Good
morning, Dave.
Well, we heard from meteorologist Jay Searles earlier in the broadcast. He thinks weather's fairly good. Traders going to agree with Jay?
Well, probably to a certain extent. You also have to remember that this rain's probably already been factored into the market, which is why we've kind of seen this break that we've had here. The market's always nervous this time of year, and there's only one reason for that, and that's weather. And so they're putting a lot of heat in. What if this dome or this high pressure would happen to stay longer? That's one concern that the market is always looking at.
Seems like the 6 to 10 day forecasts are calling for improved conditions for crops, though.
They certainly are, but you know, the market likes to trade whatever they foresee as the oppressive part of it, and it's always amazing to me that how this time of year the stories always follow whatever the market does, so you can put whatever slant on it you want.
Well, let's look at some of these charts then from a technical standpoint. In the corn and the Dease corn, we did get up to a high this week at 284. We're trying to make a summit on the contract high of 280, I believe 287 and a quarter. And we backed off that. And, you know, if you look at it from a, just a purely technical standpoint, if we can't hold either Wednesday's low or Monday's low, I would think that would be very encouraging if you are a bear.
That is very true. And are we in a technical market? We certainly could be. Weather, again, is still the overriding factor. But the target, the 265, 270 area, we'll see what happens if we when we get down there. And, again, the technicals are going to be in charge here.
What are the calls today in the corn pit?
Well, the early calls are just basically following the overnight lead, but I think they'll probably trade a little bit lower, 1 to 2 lower on the corn, 1 to 3 lower on the beans, steady mixed on the wheat. But with the forecast heating up, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see some firming possible as the day progresses today. And obviously, it's probably going to be another very volatile day.
You look at the wheat and from a technical standpoint, and that just jumps out at you because in the September wheat contract, for example, we broke hard yesterday under the short-term uptrend line that was started back on 19 June at 274. And even in the September, over at Kansas City, we're beginning to come back to the upturn long-term trend line from last December at 347 and a quarter. Is this just profit-taking, or do we have to be concerned about potentially something more here?
Well, I think you have to be concerned when the market reacts technically because, obviously, the fundamentals haven't changed a lot. Vince made a comment just a few minutes ago, though. He kind of follows the St. Louis wheat market, and he said, you know, in the last month or two, the cash value of wheat's only changed about 15 cents, even with all the volatility on the boards, whether it be Kansas City or Chicago. So basically the basis is doing all the work and trying to find the true value of wheat, and that obviously they found it in St. Louis if there's only 15 cent difference in cash prices, so to speak. So, yeah, we look at the technical part. It's definitely on the ropes right now. We'll just have to see. We get the follow-through today. They obviously liquidated yesterday, and the door was pretty small to try and get through. So the selling just festered upon itself, and away we went.
Thanks much, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We join the BBC in progress.